You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has begun a meeting during which it's expected to vote on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. Slated to take the vote within the next hour on whether to send his nomination to the full Senate for confirmation. The vote follows a day-long Senate hearing during which Kavanaugh defended himself against sexual assault allegations. Many Democrats still calling for an FBI investigation before any votes are taken. White House spokeswoman Mercedes Schlapp calls that a partisan move.
The people who are calling for the FBI investigation, they've already made up their mind. They've decided that they're voting no on Brett Kavanaugh.
Republican Senator Jeff Flake had been a question mark as to whether he would be voting to confirm Kavanaugh, but on his way into this meeting, he did tell reporters, quote, "I will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh this morning." And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
In Gastonia, North Carolina.
I'm Rob Helton, Chief of Police. And I'm heartbroken.
That's the police chief at a news conference where it was announced that the body of a little boy had been found in a creek in Gastonia, and it's believed to be that of a boy they'd been searching for nearly a week. Here's an FBI agent, Jason Kaplan.
We believe that we have found Maddox, and I think it's reasonable to say that it's him, but some time will pass before we'll be able to say that definitively.
Six-year-old Maddox Rich was autistic and nonverbal. He apparently got lost after running ahead of his dad while playing in a park last Saturday. The search continuing today for a skydiver in Maine who disappeared during a jump. Reports are the skydiving instructor was last seen yesterday afternoon during a tandem jump with a student, but the student landed safely. The instructor, nowhere to be found. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
It's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Florence, and the Carolinas are still dealing with significant flooding. Residents in two South Carolina counties are being warned to limit their travel because of it. Rivers in the area have crested, but there's still no telling how much damage has been done because the waters have yet to recede. People can now pack their marijuana when traveling out of the L.A. International Airport. It's updated its policy, which allows passengers ages 21 and older to possess up to 28.5 grams of marijuana and 8 grams of concentrated marijuana. Officials are warning that pot possession is still a federal crime, though, and travelers should check with their destination's laws before they bring any weed to LAX. And the late musician Prince now has an honorary degree from the University of Minnesota. The posthumous degree is to recognize the legendary star's influence on music and his role in shaping his hometown of Minneapolis. His sister receiving the Doctorate of Humane Letters on his behalf from the school's president yesterday. The school had planned to present him with the degree before he died in 2016. And Saturday Night Live returning for its 44th season this weekend, and Alec Baldwin's confirmed that he is, in fact, going to be returning as President Trump. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has begun a meeting during which it's expected to vote on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. Slated to take the vote within the next hour on whether to send his nomination to the full Senate for confirmation. The vote follows a day-long Senate hearing during which Kavanaugh defended himself against sexual assault allegations. Many Democrats still calling for an FBI investigation before any votes are taken. White House spokeswoman Mercedes Schlapp calls that a partisan move.
The people who are calling for the FBI investigation, they've already made up their mind. They've decided that they're voting no on Brett Kavanaugh.
Republican Senator Jeff Flake had been a question mark as to whether he would be voting to confirm Kavanaugh, but on his way into this meeting, he did tell reporters, quote, I will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh this morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take?
fish oil, or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
In Gastonia, North Carolina.
I'm Rob Helton, Chief of Police, and I'm heartbroken.
That's the police chief at a news conference where it was announced that the body of a little boy had been found in a creek in Gastonia, and it's believed to be that of a boy they'd been searching for nearly a week. Here's an FBI agent, Jason Kaplan.
We believe that we have found Maddox, and I think it's reasonable to say that it's him, but some time will pass before we'll be able to say that definitively.
6-year-old Maddox Rich was autistic and nonverbal. He apparently got lost after running ahead of his dad while playing in a park last Saturday. The search continuing today for a skydiver in Maine who disappeared during a jump. Reports are the skydiving instructor was last seen yesterday afternoon during a tandem jump with a student, but the student landed safely. The instructor, nowhere to be found. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
It's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Florence, and the Carolinas are still dealing with significant flooding. Residents in two South Carolina counties are being warned to limit their travel because of it. Rivers in the area have crested, but there's still no telling how much damage has been done because the waters have yet to recede. People can now pack their marijuana when traveling out of the L.A. International Airport. It's updated its policy, which allows passengers ages 21 and older to possess up to 28.5 grams of marijuana and 8 grams of concentrated marijuana. Officials are warning that pot possession is still a federal crime, though, and travelers should check with their destination's laws before they bring any weed to LAX. And the late musician Prince now has an honorary degree from the University of Minnesota. The posthumous degree is to recognize the legendary star's influence on music and his role in shaping his hometown of Minneapolis. His sister receiving the Doctorate of Humane Letters on his behalf from the school's president yesterday. The school had planned to present him with the degree before he died in 2016. And Saturday Night Live returning for its 44th season this weekend, and Alec Baldwin's confirmed that he is, in fact, going to be returning as President Trump. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On Capitol Hill, another Senate Judiciary Committee session's underway as the Republican majority on the panel is moving forward with the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. However, Democrats are opposing it, saying there should be more investigation of sexual misconduct allegations made by several women against the nominee. Here's Senator Dianne Feinstein.
My colleagues are right that we should not rush to judgment. And it's not fair to assume Judge Kavanaugh is guilty without gathering the information. But it's equally unfair to have heard from a credible, poised, and brave witness and simply ignore what we heard and move forward immediately.
The panel now scheduled to vote at 1:30 Eastern on whether to send the nomination to the full Senate for a confirmation vote. And this is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has begun a meeting during which it's expected to vote on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. Slated to take the vote within the next hour on whether to send his nomination to the full Senate for confirmation. The vote follows a day-long Senate hearing during which Kavanaugh defended himself against sexual assault allegations. Many Democrats still calling for an FBI investigation before any votes are taken. White House spokeswoman Mercedes Schlapp calls that a partisan move.
The people who are calling for the FBI investigation, They've already made up their mind. They've decided that they're voting no on Brett Kavanaugh.
Republican Senator Jeff Flake had been a question mark as to whether he would be voting to confirm Kavanaugh, but on his way into this meeting, he did tell reporters, quote, I will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh this morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50.